right, to start off this AMA, I want to say that I am very sleepy right now. I just woke up, and so in the background, there's gonna be cars driving by. I'm gonna try to keep this as unedited as possible, so that does mean that you have the unlucky fortune of hearing how actually busy it is. Normally I cut all that stuff out of my audios, but since this is kind of just a relaxing time between me and you answering the questions that were given to me for my AMA, I just want to keep it cozy. So the whole intro to this is, hi, I'm Allie, user Aloe Vera Honey, and my followers, happy almost 500. I actually haven't checked my follower count, so I don't know if by the time this recording goes up if I'll hit 500, but I do want to take the time to say thank you to everyone who decided to follow me and who enjoys my content. So thank you so much, and I hope this audio is enjoyable for you. I'm sure it's gonna be an enjoyable time for me. I think I'm gonna come a lot, so or at least I'm gonna try to. I normally, when I do these, I do like some kind of challenge where like, oh, I can't come until I've answered all the questions, but I think we're just gonna see what happens, you know. All right, so let me grab the vibe. Here's the vibe. So I think this is the first setting. I think we're going to do the eighth setting because that's what we're on this week. There won't be a vibe check this week for this eighth setting. It's going to be next week. So if you follow my series, then you know next week you'll have that. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. So eight is just a back and forth pulsing pattern. So yeah, I guess this is kind of a calm pattern to do for this AMA. So you guys can hear it, and now I'm gonna put it down my pants. All right. Okay, it's there. Okay. Oh gosh. Okay. Okay, to start off, we have questions from my good friend Tom, user Dulcet Delirium. I am answering all these questions in first come first serve order, so so that's the order. Oh no, oh my gosh. Okay, wow, the vibe, the setting's very strong. Okay, so Tom asked me, so in total there's, you guys have asked me 90 questions in total, which is fantastic, but also, wow, oh my god, this is gonna be so long. I'm so sorry. I am gonna try to get through these quickly. Okay, so starting with my good friend Tom's user Dulcet Delirium's questions. So he asked me 10 questions, and the first one is, do you prefer writing scripts or performing? I am still a writer at heart versus a performer. There are a lot of ideas that, this vibe. There is a lot of ideas that I enjoy performing a lot. I have been really having a lot of fun with script fills and all that. But I think if I had to choose between writing and performing, I would pick writing. Writing's always been a really big thing in my life. Okay, question number two. Milk, dark or white chocolate? Dark chocolate. Okay, moving on. Question number three. What is your go-to snack? Hot Cheetos. If you buy me Hot Cheetos in any occasion, I will thank you and I will eat them. I love Hot Cheetos. Okay, question number four. What's one subject you're really gunning to cover in a script or audio that you haven't gotten to yet? I have two. So for my script, I've always really liked slice of life stuff, but I didn't know if people like reading series as scripts. Gosh, that's fine. I didn't know if people liked reading series as scripts because I have like a I have like a slice of life. I have a slice of life script I've been wanting to write that's going to be around like 5 parts. So I haven't gotten to it because it just, you know, right now I've been doing a lot of collabs, so I just haven't gotten the time to, okay. I just haven't gotten the time to get to that. For an audio, I actually have this big audio series that I want to do. Again, it's a series. I don't know what people's interests are in series. I will just tease it. So if you guys are listening and you guys are interested, since this is for, you know, people who like listening to me, if you guys are interested, I have this series idea, right, for Medieval Monday. So every Monday I post like a medieval themed audio. It's going to be like a fantasy series where it's an enemies to lovers. So like you are the crown prince of a different kingdom and I am the crown princess, and we are forced to get married to, you know, pledge allegiance, right? But unbeknownst to you, the crown prince, I was cursed as a young child to my parents had like essentially given my body to like a witch, and so she comes to claim my body, and so we switch bodies, right? And so I, the witch, you know, but the princess, you know, I'm the princess, but I'm in the witch's body, and you are the only one who who knows that I'm actually the princess just trapped in the witch's body. So essentially you break me out of jail, or you know, you break me out of the dungeon, and we go on like this big quest together for, I think it's probably gonna be like either a 3-part or 5-part series. I will say there's probably some twists and turns in between, but if that is something you're interested in listening to, I don't know the like I said, I just don't know the if people are interested in series, because I just haven't seen a lot of them on GWA. So, okay, wow, that was really long, and wow, this is really going off my pants. Number 5, if you had to recommend someone a pair of headphones, what would you recommend? I have no recommendations. I have shit headphones. Okay. If you have recommendations for me, let me know in the comments. I'm sorry, Tom. I don't have any. I have like not great headphones. Question number 6. What video games have you been dying to try but haven't had the chance to play? Well, right now I'm gunning for Cyberpunk 2077, right? But I haven't been able to play it because it hasn't come out yet. It comes out on the 10th. But of the games that I own that I haven't like gone through, Persona 5. I really want to start Persona 5. It's just a big venture. It's a very long game. I also have Red Dead. I played through like half of Red Dead, but Red Dead Redemption 2. Just to be clear. I played through half of it, have not finished it. I want to finish it. I just, you know, yeehaw. You know? But yeah, I guess those are like my top 2 right now. But again, those are 2 very long games, so that's really the reason why I haven't like sat down and played them. I might, you know, start streaming. I do have a Twitch channel. It is twitch.com/AloveraHoney. So if you guys are interested in watching me play games, I don't think Twitch allows me to have a vibe on while I do it, but if you guys are interested in watching me play games and just being my goofy self, I mean, I'm kind of down for that. That's why I made the Twitch channel, after all. Okay, question number 7. Chocolate chip cookies or oatmeal raisin? Chocolate chip. 8. How do you like your eggs? So I've actually got asked this question like 2 more times when I looked through the questions. So I'm going to answer. I love eggs a lot, so I'm going to answer it. This question every time I get it. How do you like your eggs? Tom, if you made me eggs, I would want them. I actually really like hard boiled eggs. So I guess that'll be my first answer to this question. Okay, question number 9. How many pairs of shoes do you own? As of right now, I think I own maybe 5 pairs of shoes. Maybe 5 or 7 pairs of shoes. I actually, so for 2020, I actually, my New Year's resolution was to essentially just donate everything that I don't use and then to not buy anything new, because I struggled with materialism for a lot of my life. So like materialistic notions. And so I just kind of quit all that. And I'm not really, you know, so then I really only wear one pair of shoes. I wear two pairs of shoes interchangeably. I have like these pair of platform sandals. Nobody cares about this, but I have these pair of platform sandals that I wear because, you know, I'm a pretty tall woman. I'm 5'8". So I have these platform sandals that give me just 2 extra inches. And I'm like, yeah, I just want to be tall. And I have these pair of Adidas that I wear on the regular because it's just a very comfortable shoe. So, but then I have 3 other pairs of shoes, you know, just to interchange whenever I feel like, whenever I feel like variety. Question number 10, do you have a favorite flower? Yes, I love peonies. If you buy me a bouquet of peonies, I will love you forever. And those are that's all of Tom's questions. Okay, now we move on to my friend user intern Wisconsin. So she asked, okay, question number 1, stealing this from your jam questionnaire. So if you guys don't know, I do have a questionnaire on GWA Backstage right now. It's called Allie's Jam Jar of Absolute Mayhem questionnaire. So one of the questions that is on my questionnaire is, if you could create your own love potion, describe the ingredients you'd put in it and the outcome you'd seek to achieve with it. Okay, so if I were making a love potion, I'd want it to be kind of spicy. So I'd put a little bit of cinnamon, maybe a little bit of star anise. I really like maybe some kind of juice, so like apple juice or I'm just making a cocktail at this point. Apple juice, orange juice. I really like mango nectar. That's really good. Or guava nectar. That's really good. So, but I don't think maybe mango would go with cinnamon, but no. I think probably like orange juice or apple juice. And then like, yeah, yes, a splash of something hard, you know. I mean liquor. okay, so that's kind of what I would make. I would just make kind of something tasty and spicy, sweet, spicy, sour kind of thing. And the outcome you'd seek to achieve with this love potion. Wow, that's an interesting question. You know, I asked the question more because I'm curious as to what, you know, people would do. Again, I remember So Forgotten Crossroads, user Forgotten Crossroads answered my questionnaire and he was talking about consent. And I was like, yeah, I guess if I made a love potion, I would want the other person to consent to taking it. And if this person consented to drinking this love potion, I'm going to move the vibe around a little bit. It feels really good, but it's not like directly on my, and I really just want to feel good too. Okay. Oh yes. It feels great now. Oh, okay. For me, I think love is about understanding. So I guess if anything, this love potion would just give whoever I give it to the ability to understand me as a person better, or just to know what to say to me if I'm feeling, you know, kind of low and stuff like that. I guess that would be my kind of preferred love potion. It would be more of like a comfort potion, I guess. Yeah, so I think that's a good answer. Okay, next question. So she asked me 11 questions, just for reference. So question number 2 from intern Wisconsin. You see a giant beetle in your washroom. What do you do? Kill it, take it outside, section off your washroom, and accept you can never go in again. I would take it outside. I'm a big pacifist. I don't kill big bugs, surprisingly enough. Like, everyone like freaks out about big bugs. Like, I'll kill like an ant or like a fly, but I won't kill like a spider or like a beetle. No, I think, you know, like there was a huge spider on my car once, and I actually like took the time to like park and like help it into like a nearby bush and then started driving again. Like, I'm that kind of person. Yeah, so okay, question number 3, what's something you wish you could say to your younger self? Go to therapy earlier. Like, I'm not gonna go into that, but yeah, I think if I could tell my younger self anything, it's just the feelings that you're feeling are completely valid, and you just need to see somebody to help you. Like, that's That's it. Like, please, if you are considering therapy, just go. It will change your life. Okay. But also, I have a lot of things to talk about when it comes to therapy. So if you guys are like kind of just interested in like a therapy ramble, I'm really happy to help in that regard. Especially to the men who are listening, please consider going to therapy. I know it makes them feel weak to talk about their problems, but it makes you stronger in the long run to seek help. So yeah, just saying. Okay, question number 4. What's one physical and non-physical thing you like about yourself? Pick something different than what you said in Bunny's questionnaire. I don't know if I said anything in Bunny's questionnaire about I don't know if that was that one of the I don't remember. I also put a vibrator down my pants when I was answering that questionnaire. I do not remember anything. What's one physical and non-physical thing you like about yourself? Physical, I really like my hair. I always have really cool hair. I cut my own hair, I dye my own hair, I do a lot of cool stuff with my hair. Yeah, so if anything, I like my hair the most. What's a non-physical thing? I like that I'm funny. I think I'm funny. If you don't think I'm funny, then that's rude. Please say I'm funny. Okay, question number 5. What's your pet peeve in a relationship? When there's no communication, that is my biggest pet peeve. If you have a problem with me, just tell me. Like, it won't hurt me, trust me. I think that's one of like the things, if we want to talk about relationships, I think that's one of the things. It's like, your partner shouldn't be afraid to tell you anything, even if it's something that might be scary. Like, oh, I just don't like it when you do this. Like, that's a scary thing to tell someone, but you shouldn't be afraid to tell your partner that. If you feel afraid, then that's a whole other problem. Like, you have to talk through your partner. Like, I don't feel safe enough to tell you things. And then you have to talk about how to make your relationship a safe space. Yeah, so... No communication is my pet peeve. If you don't talk, then what's the point in a relationship? Okay, question number 6. Sorry, the vibe's really going off. Question number 6, you said before you liked watching cookie videos and mukbangs, but what is the most cursed food item you've ever seen? I really like watching Stephanie Sue. She does true crime mukbang videos. So she like talks about true crime while she eats. And she posted recently for Thanksgiving like a hot Cheeto turkey. And I think that's pretty cursed. So okay. Number 7, what is the best and worst thing you've ever purchased? I haven't bought anything for myself in like the last year. I guess the best thing I've ever purchased was this microphone. Because the best purchase I made in 2020 is my Chromebook. I purchased I think it's an Acer brand Chromebook. It's super inexpensive. It's like $200, but it is small. It is compact. It's cute. It's all white. And honestly, I use it for everything because it's so convenient to write and it's touchscreen. It's fantastic. I think that's the best thing I purchased this year. Worst thing I've ever purchased. I don't know. I feel like I justify all my purchases. Maybe like food purchases. Like I like ordering out a lot. I guess that's not like worst thing ever. Fuck. I don't know. I don't think I purchased anything bad. Okay, you gotta move on. Question number 8. You've been given $5,600, so $5,600, to renovate your room. What are you doing to it? I would build shelves. I really like shelves. I'd probably add some shelves, and I'd pay somebody to paint the room. I have like an all white room right now. I would want to paint it like maybe like a brighter color, like maybe like a nice light blue. Blue is not a bright. I mean, light blue is a bright color. Something like that. You know, just something kind of cozy and warm. If I got all this money, I would give it to one of my friends who's an artist, and I would just have him do whatever the fuck he wanted with that money and just to see what he could come up with, you know. I think that would be a nice way to support a friend. Okay, question number 9. What are your love languages, both to give and receive? What kind of things do you think influence your preference? Okay, give me a second. I'm going to adjust the vibe because I want to start, like, really feeling good. I'm going to hold the vibe now. Just because I do want to feel good. What are your love languages, both to... fuck. Okay, now holding the vibe just makes me go off. What are your love languages, both to give and receive? What kind of things do you think influence your preference? Whenever people talk about love languages, I kind of feel bad. But I don't feel bad in a way. It's because my number one love language is receiving gifts. And people are always like, oh, you like receiving gifts? You're so materialistic. But I literally just talked about how, like, I haven't bought anything for myself. For me, a gift, it means more about... I mean, fuck. It means the person who gave me the gift thought about me. And that's the most important thing. Because for me, I don't feel like I'm on a lot of people's minds. And, oh, wow, that's really sad. But I mean more of like, I just like knowing that you thought about me, you know, that you saw something and it reminded you of me and you bought it, you know, and you just wanted to give it to me. Even if it's something like small, in quotations, you know, like small, like a candy bar, or my favorite candy is a Kit Kat. I love the new mint dark chocolate Kit Kats. Oh my God, those are the best. Or you got me a bag of hot Cheetos. Or you saw, like, this cup and it reminded you of me and you bought it for me. Like, you know, those kinds of things. Like, I don't need big monetary gifts. Like, I'm not looking for you to buy me the latest iPhone or some bullshit like that. You know, like, I really am not materialistic anymore in any way. Not say you can't be materialistic, of course, like, but I'm just not anymore. So to give, I love giving gifts. I guess everything kind of works out in that sense. What kind of things do you think influence your preference? For me, I think it's because my family has always been big on gift giving, so I think that's what's really influencing me. Number 10, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Oh man, okay, let me think. My therapist has given me a lot of good advice. Let me think. Okay, my therapist's number one advice to me, I guess it's more of a statement, but it's also advice. It's that you can't control other people's reactions to who you are. You can only control how you react to them reacting to it. Does that make sense? So essentially, I had this long-term struggle that I wanted to be perfect for everybody. I wanted to be the best Allie anyone could ever see. I never wanted to do something that would make somebody feel bad or, you know, things like that. But I realized after she told me that I was never in control of whether or not they would feel bad, because I could still do something even not wanting for them to feel bad, and they could still feel bad, and I had no control over that. And putting the kind of pressure on myself to try to control the situation was not healthy for my mindset. And so when she told me that, it kind of was like a revelation in my head. I was like, wow, I never realized that I don't need to sugarcoat anything for anybody anymore. I just need to be true to myself, and that's what matters. So yeah, okay. 11, what is a weird superstition / tradition you and your family have? I don't know. I know we have one, but I don't remember off the top of my head, and I should probably move on because I'm really close to coming. Okay. Moving on to a question from user Blue Fox 109. Describe in detail your most kinky, I don't know how to pronounce this word, so I'm not going to say it, your most kinky sexual fantasy you, like, play out in real life. I don't know if you're referring to, like, a fantasy situation I'd like to play out in real life, or, like, an actual situation I've played out in real life. I honestly think like the kickiest thing is like I like CNC, so consensual non-consent. I think that is like the most like kind of scandalous sexual fantasy I have besides. But I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like in theory it sounds hot, but like in execution I might be like actually afraid. So yeah, I don't really know how to describe that in more detail. Yeah, CNC. I don't know how to describe it in more detail. It would be something. It would be a conversation to be had. Okay, so now we are moving on to Tink Baby. To user Mr. Tinkle's questions. His questions are just wow, just fucking fantastic. Let me just say. Okay, I'm gonna read them off. Number one, he asked me 14 questions. Okay, number one. What GWA tags are you most drawn to and which do you wish there were more of? I do really like friends to lovers. Friends to lovers, enemies to lovers. I almost always like search for audios with those in it. I just think it's just, I love confessions, those things. And then in the enemies to lover context, it's just so hot. It's like, oh, I hate you, but I'm actually in love with you. You know, it's like, it's awesome. Which do you wish there were more of? There's actually one thing that I really wish there was more of, and I'm gonna just shout this into the void, and whoever wants to take it, take it. I'm a brat. In my BDSM test results, I'm 100% a brat, and there's just not a lot of There's just not a lot of brat taming audio. So I would really like more brat taming audio. It's just listening to you try to, you know, like. Yeah, just listening to somebody try to tame me, I think that would be really, really fun. I think, yeah. But there's not a lot of them. I want to write more brat-taming scripts, but I think that would give away too much of how to tame me. So, you know, that's why I can't do it. I have to let you guys figure it out, you know? Okay. Okay, number two. Have you ever had a lover write things on your skin, and was it Harry Potter fan fiction? No, I actually have never had anybody write on me before. Besides when, like, I sprained my arm once. And so they gave me, like, a little, like, brace cast thing. And people, like, wrote stuff on there. But, like, no, I've never had anyone write on my skin. Though I would love Harry Potter fan fiction written on me. That'd be awesome. Okay, question number three. If you had the ability... Fuck. Okay, give me a second. Okay, I'm gonna take a quick pause to just get over the edge. Okay, I think I can answer this question. And if you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, which would you want to be? Yeah, I think I'd want to be a witch. I think that'd be really cool. I don't know. Maybe not a witch. I'm trying to think of, like, other supernatural beings that I would want to be. I think I would want to be a witch. I think witches are hot. Okay. Moving on. Question number four. Do you listen to audios for purely intellectual reasons, or do you also like to stir your cauldron of love until it runneth over like something out of a Naughty Severus Snape fan fiction? That's a good question. So recently I haven't been listening to a lot of audios. I just haven't had a lot of time. I don't think it's intellectual. I think it's like a good pastime, like to listen to what people have created, or like, you know, to listen to anything, you know, like I don't think it's intellectual. I think it's entertainment. There you go. I think that's the best way to describe it. Okay. Question number five, despite not being British and being much older than 11, Hogwarts sends you a letter inviting you to attend. What house do you join, and what do you think your favorite class will be? I am tested on Pottermore as a Gryffindor. I think I am more of a Ravenclaw, but you know what? I guess I have some kind of Gryffindor traits. So I think I would join Gryffindor, but I would still be a little spiteful that I'm not in Ravenclaw, you know. What do I think my favorite class would be? It would be that plant class. I forget what it's called. The one that Neville's really good at. That plant class. Okay, question number 6. You gain telepathic powers. Woo! You put the little emoji, like a woo emoji. Would you use them to lovingly fuck with people's minds, or not so lovingly if that's what tickles your pickle? And if so, how? If you don't want to use your telepathic powers for sexy purposes, then I don't know. What's your favorite brand of ice cream? I don't have a favorite brand of ice cream. I feel like telepathic powers to fuck with people would be non-consensual, so I don't think I would be down for that. I don't have a favorite brand of ice cream, though. I like Haagen-Dazs. Like, I like the bars. Does that count? Okay, sure. We'll just say that. Question number 7. Do you like having music playing in the background when you get it on? Do you prefer relative silence during sexy times? Oh fuck, okay. Sorry, the vibe's really going off. Or do you just prefer to shout random quotes from movies and video games during sex? In parentheses, you want me to call you daddy? No, I am your father. Darth Vader-esque heavy breathing ensues. Lenny face. I don't really like I normally do it in silence. Yeah, I feel like music kind of is distracting. Yeah, so unless it's like really hype upbeat music, I guess. But then at the same time, I feel like I'm listening more to the music than I am to like getting it on, you know. So yeah, that's my question. Yeah. Okay, question number 8. Oh my god, sorry about the car that just drove by. If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for sexy time? Example, I would make the world of Harry Potter real so that Snape could sneer at me sensually while he uses his wand to expertly stir my culture. I really don't know the answer to this question. I like a lot of fictional worlds. Harry Potter is a good one. I just don't support J.K. Rowling anymore, so I don't, because she's crazy. God. Okay. I'm really close to coming. I'm surprised I haven't came yet. It's because I'm like, because I'm answering these questions. Maybe Witcher. I really like the Witcher lore. Maybe Witcher. Do I just want to fuck Geralt? Maybe. Okay, moving on. Okay, question number 9. What favorite sexual fantasy have you never been able to fulfill yet? Unless you fulfilled all your sexual fantasies, in which case, I don't know, what's your favorite cuisine? I guess being tied down. Yeah, I guess I just don't. Like, I don't have the equipment for it yet, but I guess that's one thing that I haven't fulfilled yet, but would like to fulfill. But I will answer, my favorite cuisine is Korean food. I love Korean food. Question number 10. You've entered a monogamous relationship with a guy who is sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hangup, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth, though his skills in cunnilingus are insanely amazing. Do you think you could stay together with a guy like this, or would you dump him and seek another wizard who would let you ride his broomstick for your nightly two-player Quidditch matches? No, I could definitely stay with somebody like this. I don't know if I've ever talked about it, actually. I like penetrative sex. I have a condition called vaginismus, and it just means that I'm like, my entrance is much tighter than most entrances, to be graphically descriptive. And so penetrative sex requires a lot of adjusting, and therefore it takes a while for it to be enjoyable. So actually, if on a regular basis we don't have penetrative sex and just get pleasure, like, through fingering, because fingering is fine. Yeah, I would be down for this. I mean, you know, I date women, so women don't have regular penetrative sex. Unless, you know, pegging, but I'm not a pegger. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I could definitely, I would definitely stay like with a guy like this. I mean, I don't see why not. Anyways, moving on to question number 11. What is your favorite position, and is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man has to thrust his dragon slaying spear at just the right, oh god, at just the right spot, or risk being killed by fire? If the woman doesn't actually breathe fire for some reason, she could just aggressively blow puffs of air at the man's face while going rah rah, give me your treasures. Jake, you're gonna make me laugh while coming, I swear. Oh god. What is my favorite position? Prone bone. Yeah, I really like getting pressed down and fucked from behind. That's, yep. Yeah. Okay. Question number 12. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? For example, I like guys who are eager to please, who speak in a really exotic way, and have absolutely magical hands, which is why I love Dobby, the house elf. Oh my god, dang. I'm literally like about to come, but I can't stop laughing. Why did my brain go to a Seto Kaiba from Yu-Gi-Oh? Because at first I was thinking about Yu-Gi-Oh characters for some reason, which is fucking stupid. But I was thinking, I was like, yeah, you know, Yami? Fucking hot. Like, yeah, maybe. But then I thought, nah, I'm into, like, angsty dudes like Seto Kaiba. Yeah, I guess, yeah. Like, sure, let's just pick him. We'll pick both of them. Sure, whatever. I'm literally gonna laugh. It's like, the fuck? God. Okay, okay. Fuck, take. I can't believe you did. I'm gonna laugh. Okay, I'm gonna try to get all through all these questions and then I'm gonna come because it's really pounded at me. Okay, question number 13. What's your favorite thing to do after getting some lovin's? I like to, it depends on what time of day, I guess. If it's at night, then probably sleep. If it's like during the day, then afterwards, I probably want to eat something. I'm one of those like people who gets hungry after sex. Okay. But yes, we could definitely discuss why Harry Guinea is a terrible pairing. It's true. Okay. No offense to people who ship them. I just don't see it. Question number 14. Is it ever acceptable to Rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is the best time to do it to someone? For example, during their orgasm, during foreplay, or perhaps when that person is orally pleasuring you, etc. Yes, definitely acceptable. Just do it. It'd be very funny. I would say during their orgasm. You just... never gonna give you... right in the, as they're coming. That would be so funny. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Fuck me. Fuck. Oh god. Okay, and that would be the time you Rickroll me. Wow, that was... And it's just gonna keep going. The overstim is really hitting me. Okay. Okay, thanks, Tank, for the fantastic questions. Okay, next set of questions is from user Ghosty380. And they asked me 7 questions. Number 1, what is your favorite color? I keep telling people it's mustard yellow, but then people think about, like, mustard as in, like, the kind of, like, more yellow that leans to green. Like, no, I mean, like... I mean, like, sunshine yellow, you know? Like, it's, like, a bright yellow. Like, a bright orangey yellow. Like, that's my favorite color.
Number two, what are the colors of your eyes? I have brown eyes. Yes. People say I have really nice eyes, but I don't believe anybody who says I look nice. Sorry. That's a weird thing to say. Question number three. Oh, God. Okay. Are you a cat or a dog person? And do you own any? I like both. I like both cats and dogs. But I currently have a cat. Her name is Sorella. She is all white and she is my bread and butter, my everything. I love her so much. But yeah, I have a cat. There you go. Come and get so soon because I just fuck. Okay, question number four. You obtain a genie. What are your three wishes and why? World peace, a new world order. And I mean that because the UN is fucking bullshit. What the fuck is the UN? You aren't even policing people who are do you know how many people across the world are suffering? Like, get your shit together. And poverty. Yeah, so those are my three. I would use it to help other people. I think people who don't think that other people deserve the right to live are fucked up. And don't follow me if you think people don't deserve to live. Like, what the fuck? So yeah, I would use all my wishes to ensure that every human on Earth gets human rights and the ability to live. Thank you. Five, do you play games? I love playing games. Yeah, I game a lot. I have way too many hours on Overwatch. Question number six, where do you find inspiration for your work? A lot of it comes from my brain and a lot of it comes from my imagination where I think about things that I want to see and then I just assume that other people want to see it too, which is kind of the way I roll with certain things. I just I normally make things that I want to see that I've never seen before, and that's how I find inspiration, because normally I'm like, oh, I really want like this kind of script or this kind of audio, and then I just see that it's never been done before, and therefore I'm like, okay, then I want to do that. And so that's kind of how I find inspiration to do it. Seven, my favorite food. My favorite food of all time is French fries. Yeah. Actually, okay, so like some people would argue with me to say that French fries isn't a food. Like, you have to pick like a dish or something. Fine. It would be... Fuck, how does, you know, I realize I'm like a big person to where I just like singular things. Because I was going to say chicken wings. I love chicken wings. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say chicken wings. That's my favorite food. Yeah. Y'all could fight me. I also think my favorite food is soup, like any kind of soup. But again, y'all would fight me saying that there's like million types of soup, Allie. Like, what's your problem? And I'm like, whatever. Yeah, okay. Those are like my favorite foods, question mark. I just love French fries. Like, just. Please. Okay, those are all of those questions. Now these are questions from user Mr. Bob 31. He asks me 8 questions, and the first one is, what hooks you to a song first, the lyrics, the vocals, or the music? It's almost always the music. I feel like the beat matters the most to me. If the beat hits, then most of the time the rest of it hits. Question number two, how many languages can you speak? I can speak 5 languages. Yeah. I'm not going to list the languages, but I can speak 5. Cool. Not very well, but I can speak 5 languages, yes. I'm better at reading them, actually. Okay. Fuck. Question number three, if you could have a real or mythical animal as your personal steed to travel around, going to work, buying groceries, long distance travels, what would it be and why? Pegasus. Horse with wings. Conveniently, you could get anywhere. And I feel like if, you know, the Pegasus was like, could fold in the wings and like be just a regular horse every so often, then like, you know, I feel like that would be easy to translate in certain places, you know? So yeah.
Question number four. Oh, fuck. just let me focus real quick on coming. Fuck. Oh, God. Okay, that's orgasm number two. Okay, we're moving on to question number four. If you could choose to have a non-human... I'm sweating right now. Jesus. If you could choose to have a non-human personality trait, what would it be and why? I would love night vision. I'm a clumsy person. I'm so clumsy. Like, I will trip on everything. So, especially at night. Like, walking to my bathroom in the middle of the night, and it's, like, all the lights are off, and I'm, like, all my light switches are in, like, terrible places, so it's, like, I can't reach for any of them, so I'm, like, I just stumble in the dark. So night vision would be fucking fantastic, just so I could pee in the middle of the night. Like, thank you. Question number five, how do you like your eggs cooked? Scrambled, sunny side up, over easy, French omelet, etc. I did answer this earlier. Tom asked me, but I will say that I also enjoy my eggs sunny side up. I really like that too. Okay, question number six, do you prefer your drinks hot or cold? I really like cold drinks. I almost exclusively get iced coffee, even though I'm terrible with caffeine. Don't give me coffee because I will just get terribly anxious, but I prefer my drinks cold. Okay, question number seven. Have you ever tried a spoonful of Hainanese chicken rice, a piece of chicken, slice of cucumber, a bit of ginger paste, and a bit of chili sauce all in one bite? Yes, I love Hainanese chicken rice. I actually have been to Singapore quite a few times, and I've eaten it at the very famous chicken rice stall. And that place is fucking good, let me just say. If you go to Singapore, definitely check that place out. I think if you just Google most famous chicken rice, you'll find it. I don't remember the name, but... very fucking good. I love Hainanese chicken rice. Oh fuck, it's so good. Okay, question number eight. Okay, last question from Mr. Bob. If you could only buy one type of car for the rest of your life, what would it be? I don't care for cars. I'm sorry to all my car fanatics in the chat, but I don't really care for cars. So I really wouldn't care. Like, you could make me buy like a fucking SUV for the rest of my life, and I probably would not care. So there you go. Sorry for this last question, this last answer, Mr. Bob. Okay. Next question is from user Flaming of Earthy. So they asked me 21 questions. Okay, so I'm gonna try to. Speed through this. Okay, what got you starting recording audios? Okay, funny story. So the reason why I started recording audios was really because I finished watching the show Euphoria, and I had nobody like to talk to about it, and I was like, what if I just touched myself while I talked about Euphoria? And then I did, and that's my first audio ever. It's real shitty. It's like the quality's so bad, but at least in my opinion, everyone's like, no, it sounds great, Allie. Like, whatever. Like, I don't think so. Like, I think the quality of my audios have definitely gotten better. But yeah, I would say that's really the reason why. And then afterwards, I've just had a lot of fun. Vibe Check has been just so fun to do every week, just so I could test out new settings on my vibrator. I feel like my vibe's gonna die soon, and I'm like very worried. Okay, anyways, so that's why I started recording audios. Number two, what's the most interesting thing you've read or heard this week? Oh, I watched the new Billie Eilish Vanity Fair interview. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I really like Billie Eilish. Okay, so that was cool. Question number three, do you have any celebrity crushes? If so, who? Keanu Reeves. That's it. Keanu Reeves. I would drop everything in the world to marry Keanu Reeves. Just saying.
he's a golden man. He's everything. He's everything. I bought Cyberpunk 2077 just for him. Number four, what are your top three favorite bands? I don't really listen to bands. I listen to, like, individual artists. Like, I don't really have a lot of bands on my list. If anything, I want to say that if you guys are into K-pop, there is a band that I think everyone should check out. They're called Wonwi. So it's spelled Wonwi. And I think their music is fucking fantastic. They have a brother band called One Us that's also worth checking out. So yeah, I think if anything, just check out those two. Arctic Monkeys is probably my top band of all time. I just, wow, he's, fuck. I just, God, it's so good. Okay, but yeah, those are my answers, I guess. Question number five. If you could swap lives with someone for a day, who would it be and why? Mr. Presidente! And I would do... I would... I'm not going to say what I would do. But I would... I would cause a lot of chaos in the White House, let me just say. That benefits the people. You know, not the 1%. Fuck that. Anyways, question number six. If your life was a book, what would the title be? Why? I've always thought about this, and I'm like, I would just title my memoir like The Question Why, and every chapter would just be like why I did this, and it's just me talking about big life events and why I chose to make the decisions I did. Yeah, I think that's what I would do. Yeah, because that's exactly what my book title would be. What are your three most favorite movies? I think I answered this on Bunny's questionnaire. It is Inception, Pacific Rim, and The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Those are the three I said in Bunny's questionnaire. I realized recently that I had another favorite movie, but now I can't remember what it is. So. Oops. But yeah, okay, so that's my answer. Question number eight, what is something you would like to learn or wish you were better at? All the languages I know, I just wish I was better at them. Question number nine, what is your three favorite swear words? Fuck, shit, bitch, question mark. Oh, I say bitch a lot. Like, yeah. So, yeah, I just those three. 10. What would you rather have, the ability to reverse time or stop time? Reverse time. I want to be able to correct mistakes that I make. 11. What is your most treasured possession? My cat, probably. Does she count as possession? She owns me at this point. So, but yeah, my cat. 12. What would you like to do when you don't... What do you like to do when you don't feel like doing anything? I get into, like, big slumps, and I just kind of lay down in bed, and I just watch aimlessly whatever's on YouTube. Whatever's in my YouTube recommendations, I just let it play, like, on autoplay, and I just kind of, like, aimlessly stare at the screen. But, yeah, that's what I like to do. It just, you know, it's like... There's so much going on in my head that I just need to relax outside. Okay. I've been talking so much that, like, I'm, like, completely ignoring the fact that this vibe is really going off. Number 13, what would be your dream vacation destination? I've always wanted to do, like, a camping trip, but, like, you know, like, a cabin in the woods kind of thing, and just be, like, away from society for, like, a week and just kind of chill in a cabin and play board games with a bunch of my friends or something. And that would be nice. Okay, question number 14, do you have a special talent or unusual skill? No, I don't think I have anything unusual. Yeah. Question number 16, what is the weirdest dream you've ever had? Last night, actually, I had a really weird dream. I was, like, a spy, and, like, I was infiltrating, like, some kind of foreign government, and, like, I got caught, and then I woke up. But yeah, I don't remember the details. I just know that I was, like, I don't think that was, like, the weirdest dream I ever had, but I don't remember my dreams most of the time. Question number 17, what makes you laugh? honestly, my favorite thing is when other people are laughing, then I laugh. Like, if something's funny to you, most of the time it'll be funny to me. Like, I just like enjoying other people's humor and excitement. So that's kind of a thing. Okay. Question number 18. What's your unpopular opinion? My unpopular opinion is that you don't need to know where your life is going in your 20s. I am currently in my 20s, and I don't know where my life is going, and there's so much pressure that was put on us from society to be something right now. And so my unpopular opinion is that fuck that. I'm gonna not know what I'm gonna be until I'm like 40 or something. Like, I'm making erotic audios, for Christ's sakes. Like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, and that's completely fine. Like, I'm living with the fact that I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm living with that, you know? So yeah, I think that's my unpopular opinion. 19, favorite sexual position. I answered this earlier. Prone bone. Definitely prone bone. It's my, yeah. Question number 20. If you could go to lunch with any five people, past or present, who would they be and why? I would go with my favorite artists, like painters. And it would be Courbet, Manet, Monet, Renoir, and Mary Cassatt. She was a female impressionist artist, very good. But yeah, I would want to sit down at a lunch with them and just kind of talk about their creative process. That'd be awesome. Okay, question number 21. Describe the perfect kiss in 3 words. I really like when, you know, describe the perfect kiss. It would be like longing, soft, and sweet. I think that would be the 3 words I would pick to describe the perfect kiss. But yeah. Okay, so a question from user, the Golden Jet. How do you like your eggs, if at all? Yeah, I love that people want to know how I like my eggs. So for you, Golden Jet, I will say that I like my eggs poached. I think, yeah. So my top 3 types of eggs are poached eggs, hard-boiled eggs, and sunny side up. So there you go. Now y'all know. Okay, now from, okay, let me adjust real quick. Okay, now from user, from user Eric the Dreamer. Question number 1, what is your typical horny hour routine? I don't really know what this question means. Like, what do I do when I'm horny? Most of the time, nothing. If I'm being completely honest, I get horny like on occasion, but like most of the time it's like during inconvenient times, so I just don't really do anything. So my typical routine is, I guess, doing nothing. Okay, question number 2, what are your top 5 kinks and why? Wow, my brain just is not working right now. Okay, I like breath play. I like the control. I like being held down, being pinned down. I like the control. I like being on top because of the control. All of these are the reasons. I like the scandalousness of the breeding kink, you know, of like, yeah, that's good. What's another one? Like I like CNC because you don't have control. Yes, there you go. I think sex is a lot about like who has the power, who has the control, but in like a safe, like controlled environment, you know. So that's why, yeah. Okay, question number 3, what are your favorite snacks/foods? I love soup. I love my favorite snack, I love potato chips. I love potatoes, actually. There you go. That's like anything potato related I love. So yeah, potatoes are the shit. Okay, potatoes are fantastic. All right, so question number 4 from Eric the Dreamer, what do you want to see in the world? A change. There you go. I'm sure you're referring to like sights or something, but no, I just want to see the world change into a better place. Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm getting giggly. I am just, it's, this is very, a lot is going on in the pants right now, let me just say. Okay, so I have an anonymous request. I had an anonymous AMA form, and somebody named Michael, hi Michael, hi Michael, asked 16 questions. And so we're on to my anonymous form now. So besides Michael, who decided to want me to say, so hi Michael, again. Okay, so question number one, what's the kinkiest sex act you've done and have been, or have been asked to do? The kinkiest sex act I've done, I guess, is lots and lots of choking. and or have been asked to do domming, like strong, like hard domming, and degradation play, I guess. Those are like, that's like the kinkiest thing to think about. Question number two, do you prefer to give or receive oral sex? Both. I like giving, I like receiving. Both is good. Both is good. fuck. Okay, question number three. What annoys the fuck out of you? When people are rude, I guess. Or, like, when people give, like, unsolicited advice. Like, unsolicited criticism. Like, if I didn't ask you for your opinion, I don't want it. It just annoys the shit out of me. Because it's like, why do you think I care if I didn't ask you for your help, you know? There you go. That's what annoys the fuck out of me. Question number four. What pet names do you love to be called during sex? I'm about to out myself right now. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready? I like being called princess. There you go. There you go. I just outed myself. If you call me princess, I will melt. I was just, it's, wow. Okay. Anyways. Well, I guess I didn't out myself because I do all this medieval stuff. It kind of makes sense, right? Okay, fuck. Okay. Question number five. What three traits do you find most appealing in a partner? Sense of humor, obviously. I'm a very funny person. Care. Yeah, if they care about me, that would be nice. And just, I guess people who take the time to, like, just... I find it really attractive if you give me the time of day, you know? Like, you actually care about spending time with me. I think quality time is really important. Okay. What makes you feel extremely happy? I really like just... What makes me extremely happy? Just new things, I guess. Or just, like... Every day is a new day. So I think every day, you know, I try to find small reasons to be happy. I really like gaming with my friends. I think that really makes me happy. So yeah, I do like playing video games a lot. Even if it's a lot of yelling and competitive. Okay, question number seven. What five songs are never off your playlist? Okay, let's pull up my playlist right now. Okay, so right now it is Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood, Midnight Sky by Miley Cyrus, Do I Wanna Know, Arctic Monkeys, I really love Touch It by Ariana Grande. Right now I love Levitating by Dua Lipa. How many is that? One, two, three, four. That's five. There you go. Can't count right now. Okay. Do you have any really annoying... Oh, no, no, wait, no. I just skipped, like, a bunch. Okay, number eight. What's the most stupid thing you've ever heard that we shouldn't have universal health care? What the fuck is wrong with, like, anybody who says that? Okay, I get it. I'm sorry that you have to pay taxes so that people can live. Like... The stupidest thing ever is, like, people who don't, like, I don't understand people who think universal healthcare isn't good. Like, universal healthcare only benefits everybody. Like, please, we need universal healthcare so that everybody has healthcare in America. Let me just say, it's, like, it's,
So yeah, the most stupid thing I heard is like people who like argue against Medicare for All. It's like, it doesn't, y'all got problems. So I'm just saying, y'all don't want people to live, like, especially right now in like the climate that we're living in, where like people need healthcare right now. That's all I say. That's all I gotta say. Okay. Anyways, I don't want to get into any of those debates. Nine, what five words best describe you? Funny, empathetic, comforting. Everyone says I'm very comforting. I hope knowledgeable, and I don't know, cute, I guess. Everyone calls me cute, and I'm like, okay, thanks, cool, okay, yeah. Okay, question number 10. Do you have any really annoying habits? Yes, I hate doing the dishes. My dishes will pile up. I have a dishwasher. See, this is how much I don't like doing the dishes. I won't even put the dishes in the dishwasher. I hate doing the dishes. I'm the worst. Like, I'm the worst. Let me just... I just don't do dishes. I'm sorry. If you want to date me and do my dishes, I would love that. Thank you. I just hate doing the dishes. I think that's it. Yeah. That's my one annoying habit. I refuse to do dishes. Question number 11. What's your favorite alcoholic or non-alcoholic drink? My favorite alcoholic drink right now is... I mean, my favorite alcoholic drink in general is Coke Zero and vodka. Or rum and Coke. Hi, rum, if you're listening. Right now, though, it's warm cider and any kind of liquor, so that's really cool. Like, warm ciders and, like, warm apple cider, not, like, bubbly, you know, you can't warm that shit up. What's my favorite non-alcoholic drink? Lemon-lime soda. Or orange soda? Yeah, okay. I like soda a lot, which is terrible. Soda's so bad for you. Question number 12. What's the most embarrassing thing you have done while drunk? Okay, I do this thing where every time I get drunk, I will spam memes to literally everyone I'm messaging. So if I'm drunk and you send me a text, you are getting a meme spam. Like, I'm sorry. Most of the time when I get drunk, I look through my photo album and I just find memes. I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny. And I just like, I send it to literally everybody who I'm talking to. that's a pretty embarrassing thing I do when I'm drunk. 13, what are you looking forward to in 2021? Getting Mr. Orange out of the White House. and for hopefully for COVID to end. I would like that, yes. Question number 14, what is your favorite video game and which was the biggest disappointment? Oh, are y'all ready for this? Are y'all ready for my favorite video game and which was the biggest disappointment? My favorite video game of all time is The Last of Us, and the biggest disappointment is The Last of Us Part 2. Fuck that. How could you ruin such a good fucking game? How could you do that? Fuck. I don't even think, for me, the part two doesn't exist in my brain. Like, okay, anyways, I'm gonna move on before I get too heated about that. Question number 15, what do you want for Christmas? Aw, that's kind of cute. I want a bigger heated blanket. If anything, I have a heated blanket right now, but it's kind of too small. And my cat, she loves the heated blanket. She loves the texture of it. And so she'll always lay on me. Well, like, she always sits on my lap anyways. But if I'm wearing the heated blanket, she's like, yes, yes, this is the time. This is the time. This is lap sitting time, you know? Like, so she, I would want a bigger one just so that, you know, she could kind of like enjoy more space with it. Yeah, so it's not even what I want. It's for my cat. Okay. Ooh, question number 16. What are five things on your bucket list? Travel to all the places in the world I want to travel. Make a career out of doing something that I love. Publishing my book. Or book series. I'm writing a big book series right now. Is that three? That's three, right? Going to a concert again. I really missed going to a concert. I haven't gone to a concert since, like, for a long time. I want to go to a concert so bad. Oh, and then going to the Louvre. Yeah, I really want to see all the artwork there. Okay. Whew. All right. We are at the end, people. There is now 16 questions from anonymous people that are very interesting, and I can see why you guys stayed anonymous. Okay, so there's 16 questions left, guys. Woo, we can do this. Okay, guys and gals and non-binary pals. Okay, okay, question number one. Have you ever squirted? Yes. I'm not going to describe it in detail, but yes, I have before. Okay, question number two. Are you loud or quiet during sex? I'm whatever you want me to be. Like, that's about it. Like, people are like, I feel like I gear towards being quieter, but if whoever I'm with wants me to be louder, I'll be louder, you know. Question number three, what's the most time you've come both solo and with a partner in one session? I actually don't masturbate, funnily enough. Fun fact about Ali, I don't masturbate. Like, for me, sex is about intimacy and, like, being, you know, being with somebody. So the most times I've came with a partner in one session, it was 10. And let me just say, I was very sore the next day. Okay. Question number four. How often do you masturbate? How would you make yourself come if you wanted to come quickly? Or if you wanted to go slow and draw out a really big orgasm? Again, I don't masturbate. I do masturbate, like, when I do these audios. But again, I do everything I do is for with a purpose. So I don't masturbate often, but how do you make yourself come if you want to come quickly? Fingering. I come so quick, like, from just fingering. Like, oh my God. If I wanted to come, it's just, whew, just yeah. If I wanted to go slow, then I would just rub my clit. I would just rub my clit really slowly. If I wanted to draw it out really hard, then I would just go really slow and then, like, build up and build up and build up and then maybe add a finger. And then it would be pretty intense, yeah. Question number five. What's the biggest orgasm you've ever had? How did it happen? Cunnilingus. Yeah. That's how it happened. Yeah. I come really hard with oral. That's about it. I don't know how to describe the biggest orgasm. It was very intense and I saw stars and I needed to lay down. I was already laying down, but I need to lay down afterwards. Question number six. How similar are you to your GWA personality? Do you do kinky things in real life? I think I'm pretty close to... I'm pretty genuine. Like, all these answers are all real answers. And this is who I am as a person. I don't think I differ in any way from what I show on GWA. I'm pretty authentic. Hopefully, I think. In my opinion, I'm pretty authentic. I don't do a lot of kinky things in real life, no. There are some things that people would consider kinky that I do in real life, but I don't personally think I'm that kinky in real life. I like, you know, like, living out fantasies over audios. I like enacting some fantasies in real life, but, you know, I don't think I'm that. I'm not... I wouldn't, if there was a scale, I don't think I'm the kinkiest of people. That's all. That's how I would answer that. Whew. Okay. Question number seven. Do you make a mess when you come? Okay. I was looking over this question. I just don't know what that means. I mean, sometimes I get really wet, if that's the question that you're asking. Yeah. So if you consider that a mess, then yeah, sure. Okay. Question number eight. What are your thoughts on pubic hair? Optional. What are you rocking? Honestly, it's your body. You do whatever the hell you want with it. That's my opinion, you know? Like, I would prefer it to be trimmed and proper, but again, I can't police your body. You would do whatever the hell you want. Like, it's your body. You should find a partner who loves your body, you know? For me, I keep myself nice and buzzed. Is that the best term? I don't keep it bare, but, like, I try to keep it clean and proper, you know? Is that the best way? Proper question mark. There's no proper way to keep your pubic hair, by the way, people. You do whatever makes you feel comfortable. That's just what makes you feel comfortable. Okay. Question number 9. What is your fantasy threesome look like? Listen to my good friends, user Dulcet Delirium and user Priest of Aphrodite's collab that I wrote. There you go. It was posted yesterday. That's it. I wrote it and they did it and I listened to the audio and it was fantastic. There you go. Question number 10. Do you like having your nipples played with? When I saw this question, right? I realized I'm not a big breast person. Like, I don't really, I mean, I like it, but I'm not like, oh yes, please. Oh my God, play with my nipples. Like, no, I'm not that kind of person, you know? Like, I like it. And like, you know, if you're eating me out and you're like touching my nips, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty hot. But breast play by itself is not that hot to me. What is it called? Tit fucking? I think that's the terminology. Tit fucking is hot. So I'm down for that. I'm not a big, I guess, breast person by itself, if that makes sense. Okay. Question number 10. Question number 11. On a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to coming right now? I'm actually just trying to hold down until I finish the question. So I would say I'm like a 10 right now. I could, like, if I really like put my brain space into it. But let me just try to finish. Also, I'm sorry. I'm kind of like, I woke up kind of like sniffly today. So hopefully I don't sound like too gross. Question number 12. What's your favorite music genre? I guess you could say that I like alternative pop. I retract that statement. My favorite music genre, look it up, it's called tropical house. I love tropical house music. So yeah, there you go. Question number 13, favorite video game. If you're not into video games, what about movies? Both video game and movie. My favorite video game of all time, like I said, is Last of Us. If I had to pick another one, Fallout's pretty sick. Fallout 76, I didn't get that game because apparently it's real shit, so I just, but Fallout, this New Vegas, Fallout 4, Fallout, yeah, that's a good series. Okay, question number 14, have you played any sports? If so, which did the most hard time learning or playing? Competitive swimming. I was a competitive swimmer for a little bit. Badminton. Basketball. I think the hardest one, probably basketball for me. It was a lot of hand eye. The easiest one, I'm naturally gifted at badminton. Don't even at me. I'm naturally gifted at badminton. I don't even know how. I like got on the court and I just knew how to play it. It's just one of those things. But I didn't do it competitively or anything. I actually competitively swam though. So when I was like a kid, but yeah, that's about it. Okay. Question number 15. What is your worst wrong time, wrong place moment? So I was in Korea. I travel a lot. I was in Korea. I was at a mall in Korea and I walked outside and of course, you know, like I was just chilling and I walked past this bush and I heard this woman say in English, okay, I'm in Korea, by the way, but in English, she says, do you want to have hot sex with me? She said this to this guy, and they're in this bush, and, like, I looked, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I'm pretty sure they were doing something, but I wasn't gonna say anything, so I just walked away.
But yeah, I guess I think that's wrong time, wrong place for her. But I was just, it was really awkward for me. I just walked away and I was like, okay, cool. I'm just gonna go sightsee now. Okay, last question. Woo! Question number 16. Is cereal a soup or a stew, or is it something entirely different? Cereal, my friends, I think is considered a soup because it is. I mean, for me, soups are all hot. Actually, no. There's Korean cold noodles, right? It's a noodle soup, but it's cold. So I guess I can't say all. See, exactly. That's why you can't say all soups are hot or cold. So like, if you were to put like the qualifications of what a soup is, I think cereal does count if you insert qualifications of soup. I've had this discussion with a lot of friends, but yeah. So I guess that's all I gotta say. Okay, I'm gonna come for the last time for this audio. Okay. Thank you for everyone who asked me questions, and I hope you enjoyed this AMA. I certainly did. I thought it would come more than I did, but Oh fuck. But I guess I was very focused on answering the questions. So I just oh fuck. Oh fuck. Okay, I'm just gonna focus now, thank you. Oh god. Yes. Oh fuck. Yes. Oh god. Yes, right there. Okay, that's it. Wow, that was an hour and a half of your lives just down the tanker. You're welcome. Thank you so much for almost 500 followers. I don't know if by the time I release this audio it'll be 500, but I want to say thank you so much for all the support and for wanting to hear me come. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to making a lot more content for you all. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed my answers, and if you made it this far, comment the, you know, because we have so many eggs, comment in the comments, just put the skillet with the egg in it emoji, and thanks for taking the time to listen. Bye.